pace with the leaders of the Donegal International Rally live on Highland Radio in association with Pulse Venue Letterkenny, where tonight, Saturday, it's the excellent One for the Road and the Tumbling Paddies. And indeed, it's time for a rally update now, and we join the man of the moment and the man out and about on the stages, Oisín Kelly. A very good morning, Oisín.
Good morning, Canis. I don't know about the man of the moment, but the man of the moment this morning heading out to the opening stage on day two will be Callum Devine, along with Noel O'Sullivan, his navigator there in the Polo GTIR. And they lead the Donegal International Rally, the first Donegal since 2019, and they have a 5.8 second advantage over the chasing pack, which has Matt Edwards and David Moynihan second on the list as the action resumes today. It was a fascinating battle on day one. On the stages, there was just 0.1, 0.2, 0.3 of a second separating these sides over distances of 15 and 16 kilometres, which was fascinating as the afternoon panned out. But there's really nothing in it as they head to some of the classics on day two. There's eight stages today, 141 kilometres, competitive stage kilometres, that is, for those who have made it as far as day two. It's almost half the distance off the rally. Conditions are set to be dry, but rain is expected, possibly late afternoon. And the action today will see the crews heading to Cairnhill, Fannet Head and Knockalla, three classics in their own right. They will be done twice, and then the last loop of the day will see Cairnhill in full and a shortened version of Fannet, which is known as Fannet Bug, to end the day. That's what lies ahead for the cruise, which gets underway just after 9 o'clock this morning. So as we said at the head of the field, Callum Devine in that Polo had a fantastic run yesterday, and really the fruit of his advantage at the end of day one came on the opening day stage, where he took almost 8 seconds out of the chasing pack. But Matt Edwards chipped away at that as the afternoon progressed. He won two stages, taking two fastest times, and was able to bring that difference down to 5.8. Which of those two is going to make a big statement this morning? In third position overall is Gordon Noble, navigating for driver Alistair Fisher in another Polo. They are 29 seconds adrift of Edwards and almost 35 behind the leader, Devine. Outside of the top three, we have the championship leader, the Tarmac Series leader, Josh Moffat, with Andy Hayes on board in their Hyundai i20 R5. A further 4 seconds adrift of third place of Fisher, and currently 38.9 behind the leader. The rest of the top 10 is made up of Welshman Marion Evans in fifth, alongside Jonathan Jackson in another Polo, a further 10.9 back. Then we have the battling class 25, which is for WRC machinery. Sam Moffat and Keith Moriarty in one WRC Fiesta, followed in a similar car by Declan Boyle, 2014 winner, and James O'Reilly, 2013 winning navigator, in another Fiesta. They're having a huge battle for sixth. Moffat is ahead of Boyle, and there's just 4.3 seconds separating them as they head to the action today. Desi Henry and Donegal man Paddy Robinson in an R5 Fiesta are 8th overall, 17.5 adrift off Boyle. And then we've got Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy, former winners. Gary, a 2-time winner. Rory Kennedy has won it on 4 occasions, but unfortunately his hopes of adding a 5th title were dashed yesterday. They lost a lot of time on day 1 in tricky conditions, and they dropped down to 9th overall. They are leading class 24, which is for right-hand drive R5 vehicles, and they've 21 seconds between themselves and 8th place Desi Henry. Jennings will be looking to get right on the pace once again today. So outside of that top 9, we hit the first of the modifieds. They've had an intriguing battle so far, just as interesting as what's happening at the head of the field, but it was the Darians who came to the fore on the second loop yesterday, showing their pace on the Donegal roads, and it's a Donegal crew who had the modified section. Kevin Gallagher and Ryan Moore, 10th overall, leading class 14 in their Darian T90 GTR, but there's nothing in it. They're just in front by the slightest of margins, 1.7 seconds from James Stafford and Thomas Scanlon in a similar Darian. 12th overall and 3rd in class 14 in the modified category. He led for most of the day yesterday, Donegal man Damien Turish, with Donal McElhinney on board. A further 3.6 back. That means the difference between Turish and Gallagher, three crews are separated by just 5.3 seconds, and you could see a change to the lead there come the end of Cairnhill this morning. Outside of the top 12, we have David Kelly Ryan Dean O'Sullivan, sitting in a Ford Fiesta, 13th overall. They are in the R5 category, RC2 category, and sit fourth in that class. End O'Brien and John Butler in a Polo are 14th. Joseph McGonigal and Kieran Gainey in a Fiesta R5, 15th. Declan Gallagher and Derek Hina in the rear-wheel drive Toyota Starlet, 16th. Ryan Lochran and Gareth Doherty in the Escort, 17th. Gary Kiernan and Darren O'Brien in an Escort, 18th. Seamus Leonard and John McCafferty in a Fiesta R5, 19th overall. And then Daniel McKenna and Andrew Greenan in a Ford Escort wrap up the top 20. And I can tell you there's very little separating those crews. If you look from 15th right back to 20th, you're talking in and around 15 seconds separating those crews, which we could see moves being made in those positions as well later today. Let's just mention some of the class leaders as we go today too. Michael Carbon and Paul McGee in the Mitsubishi, they lead class 20. Brian Brady and Gary McNamee in a Honda Civic lead class 13. Kevin McLaughlin and E. Gallagher in a Honda Civic are the leaders in class 11F. 11R is being led by Conal Higgerty and John Spillane in a Toyota Corolla Twin Cam. The class 12 leaders, Aaron McAvoy and Eugene Cronin in an Escort G3. At the 4 in class 22 is Rory McGarrity and Martin McGarrity in a Citroen DS3. Dennis Ferry and Danny McLaughlin in their Subaru Impreza are the leaders in class 15. Class 10 is Eamon McLaughlin and Ashley Bolton in a Fiesta. And the Rover MGZR of David Gordon and Darren McNamee are the leaders in class 9 as they go to the action today. Now, let's hear from one of the greats of motorsport, Ari Vatanen. He, of course, is here this weekend in Donegal to mark the 50th anniversary. He was the World Championship winning driver in 1981. He first came to Donegal in 1975, and he was the winner in 1978. He's here this weekend as well to compete as part of the demonstration run to mark the 50th, which is taking place on the third and the fourth stage on the final day tomorrow, Sunday. But Chris Ashmore, of course, is based in the Highland Radio Outside broadcast unit at the service area, and he's been speaking to Ari about what's to come on day two and his experience on his return to Donegal.
Ari Vatanen, we're on to day two of the Donegal International Rally. You've seen the whole buzz, the atmosphere, the action on day one. No doubt you're looking forward to some great rallying today.
Well, I'm looking forward to just to be here and to I can literally touch this atmosphere, and it's not because I'm not a newcomer here. You know, my driving career literally started here, and whatever happens in the early part of your career when everything is a novelty, you are like a little boy in a wonderland. And you know, imagine June 1975 I was here, and you know, I've carried these memories in my mind, and they are still very fresh, and I realize how much I have experienced. And Donegal, although it hasn't played in terms of numbers, I haven't done many rallies here, but it has had a profound feeling in me. And now when I come back here, you know, like 40 odd years later, I mean, or is it even more now? I mean, so I have this same spirit, and people are welcoming me every, you know, really, I feel I'm part of this family, and you know, it's not to flatter you, but the atmosphere is so fantastic. I mean, rallying plays a very big part in Donegal, and now with this gap because of COVID, people are very hungry to come back, and I can be part of this this atmosphere, and I'm just enjoying it. Because let's face it, in my age and given what my schedule is like, I mean, I could do just stay at home, and I mean, that would be a break for me. But I wanted to come here, and of course, Leonard Kelly, my friend, asked me to come here, and so I didn't hesitate for a second. That was obvious that I came here.
It's a special 50th anniversary, and on Sunday we have the demonstration run. No doubt you're looking forward to that and getting out and around some stages.
Well, it's clear that we need to upkeep the nostalgia and the history, and all these old fossils are driving. But people appreciate that. We are not maybe the fastest anymore, but it makes a bridge between the past and today, and that's what it's all about. I mean, like it says in life, you need to know where you come from, so then you know where you go to. And people, I know, I'm looking forward to see that reception on Sunday.
That's the great Ari Vatanen, who's back in Donegal this weekend to celebrate the 50th anniversary. And remember, if you want to recap any of the action so far from the Jewel Donegal International Rally, you can nip over to our website, highlandradio.com. Now, as we end this update this morning, we must mention Manus Kelly, the Donegal three-time winner. This is the first rally since his passing on Fanad 3 years ago. This weekend, and in particular today, everyone involved in the rally, be it competing, organising, working on it just like us, or being a fan, will be keeping Manus very close in their thoughts. So, the day two action gets underway in Cairn Hill at about 9:15. The first man on the road will be Callum Devine. He's looking to build on his 5.8 second advantage over Matt Edwards, with Kevin Gallagher leading the modifieds by just 1.7 from James Stafford. Don't forget, you can follow all the action live here on Highland throughout the course of day two from the Donegal International Rally.
Live coverage from day two of the Donegal International Rally comes to you in association with Voodoo Venue Letterkenny, where tonight, playing live, there's Project 37.